In a world where your social status determines your entire life, America Singer finds herself in an extraordinary position. Once a five-member of the artist cast, she's now among six elite young women competing to win Prince Maxon's heart and become the future queen of Ilya. But what started as a reluctant participation in a glorified reality show has evolved into something far more complicated. America is developing genuine feelings for the thoughtful, surprisingly vulnerable prince, yet her heart remains tied to her first love, Aspen, who now serves as a palace guard. Every interaction becomes a dangerous dance. One wrong step could mean elimination from the competition or, worse, punishment for treason. The stakes extend far beyond romance. With each rebel attack on the palace, each glimpse of injustice in the caste system, America begins to see that winning the selection isn't just about wearing a crown, it's about having the power to change a fundamentally broken society. But can she navigate the treacherous politics of palace life without losing herself in the process? America remains divided between two men representing different futures. Prince Maxon offers love and the chance to reform the nation from its highest position. During private moments, his vulnerability breaks through her defenses. When she discovers his back scarred from his father's beatings, their relationship deepens beyond the selection's pageantry. "I'm not staying for the crown," she confesses. "I'm staying for you." Yet whenever she encounters Aspen in the palace hallways, memories of their secret romance resurface. He represents comfort, familiarity, and a simpler life without royal constraints. His gift of a uniform button, reminiscent of the pennies he once saved for her, highlights the contrast between Maxon's grand gestures and Aspen's meaningful sacrifices. This isn't merely choosing between two men, it's choosing between two versions of herself. America the princess with power for change, but bound by royal duties, or America the officer's wife, living a simpler but more authentic life. Her indecision grows increasingly dangerous as palace life becomes more perilous. The glittering facade of royal life conceals shocking cruelties. This becomes painfully clear when America's friend Marley is caught in a forbidden romance with a palace guard. Their punishment is brutal, a public caning that permanently damages Marley's hands and condemns both to life as eights, society's lowest rank. "That could have been me and Aspen," America realizes with horror, watching her friends suffer for falling in love with the wrong person. The king emerges as particularly chilling. America discovers Maxon's back covered in fresh wounds layered over old scars. His father regularly beats him for perceived failures. "I took it because I was afraid if I fought back, he might go after you instead," Maxon confesses. Even Queen Amberly never intervenes in her husband's cruelty. America realizes becoming queen might mean sacrificing her voice and independence. The question becomes not just whether she loves Maxon enough to marry him, but whether she loves him enough to accept everything that comes with being his wife. America's perspective from both lower caste and elite circles gives her unique insight into Ilya's social injustices. This understanding deepens when she discovers Gregory Ilya's diaries in the palace library, revealing the caste system's corrupt origins. What she once accepted as immutable fact was actually created by one man to consolidate power after war and economic collapse. "He manipulated history," she realizes, seeing how facts can be altered over generations to maintain power structures. This knowledge transforms America's relationship with her country. During her philanthropy presentation, she boldly proposes eliminating the caste system entirely, arguing it suppresses talent and limits national potential. "How many brilliant minds have we lost to starvation?" she challenges. "How many potential doctors or diplomats or artists have we lost because they were born into the wrong family?" Though her proposal triggers immediate backlash from the king, it represents America's conviction that systemic change, not merely individual kindness, is necessary to address injustice. As princess, she would need to challenge Ilian society's very foundations. The palace faces threats from two rebel factions. Northern rebels conduct precise raids, targeting information in the library and archives. Southern rebels leave destruction and blood-written warnings. We're coming. During one attack, America hides in a tree when a female rebel spots her. Strangely, the woman, ragged yet dignified, curtsies before disappearing. These attacks transform palace life with doubled guard patrols, metal window shutters, and regular evacuation drills. America witnesses guards dying and elegant halls becoming battlegrounds. A draft rebel manifesto reveals they seek not just to end the selection, but to overthrow the royal family entirely. The government's response of demoting hundreds of Southern families down a caste level only intensifies the unrest. This cycle of violence forces America to question whether she could balance the king's harsh policies against the legitimate grievances fueling the rebellion. As the selection narrows, relationships among the elite grow more complex. Each contestant offers America insights into different competitive approaches. Chris Ambers emerges as America's primary rival for Maxon. Initially seeming sweet but unremarkable, she reveals surprising depth and strategy, especially after America's misstep following Marley's caning. In a vulnerable moment, Chris proposes honesty between them. Let's not sabotage each other. She confesses her love for Maxon while acknowledging America's prior advantage, creating an unexpected alliance amid rivalry. Celeste Newsom embodies the competition's cutthroat side, using manipulation and physical aggression to advance. When America catches her kissing Maxon passionately in a darkened hallway, it triggers intense doubt. Yet Celeste's calculated proposal to raise minimum wages reveals unexpected political acumen. Through these relationships, America learns valuable lessons about competition, strategy, and authenticity. She must decide whether to adopt Celeste's calculating approach, Chris's balanced warmth, or forge her own path based on her unique values. America transforms from an uncertain contestant to a young woman with clear convictions, learning that true strength emerges from moments of vulnerability. Marley's public caning marks a turning point. This injustice awakens America's purpose as she desperately fights guards and screams for Maxon to stop the punishment. Though she fails to save her friend, this moment solidifies her understanding that some principles are worth fighting for, regardless of cost. America's deepest growth occurs after discovering Maxon's scars. As she tends to his wounds, their relationship deepens through shared vulnerability. "I had a speech prepared," he confesses, revealing his thwarted proposal plans. When the king attempts to intimidate America with cruel belittling and threats, she doesn't crumble, but grows angry at his tyranny and resolves to be unbreakable. This inner strength enables her to stand firm in her values while playing the strategic game needed to remain in the selection. By the end, America envisions how her authentic perspective might become her greatest contribution. With her maids encouraging her to develop a plan to win, she commits to fighting not just for Maxon's heart, but for meaningful change from within.